It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Tuesday. And as we said just over an hour ago, and why we love today, it was on this date in history. 1975, losing him at the age of 70. He's still the king. He is Bob Wills.
And now from Cowtown, USA, in Town Hall, it's Music Live with the living legend Bob Wills and all the Texas Playboys.
Take me back to
Tulsa. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Bob, born in 1905 over in the Texas Hill Country area, Cozy, Texas, and ultimately would become the king of Western swing. Born as James Robert Wills, actually known by most of his friends and family as Jim Bob over the years, but then just went by Bob on stage. Because the first show he was ever on in Fort Worth already had a show hosted by a guy named Jim.
Oh.
So he just went by Bob.
Well, I mean, it works for the Pope.
Radio will do that for you. Well, Bob Wills enjoyed himself a career in music, radio, movies, TV, from the 20s, well into the 50s, and even a bit longer than that. Growing primarily, though, up in the Texas Panhandle, it was the music of the West Texas, really the farmers and the cotton fields, that inspired Bob Wills to kind of reinvent what was country music at the time. Taking a little from gospel or bluegrass, throwing in some drums, horns, full bands, and more. Yeah, everything that is the cornerstone of traditional country music came from the man who was at the time just upsetting the apple cart in a big way. Bob's revolution was the first. During the 30s and World War II, big band music was all the rage. So Bob Wills took that idea, threw in guitars and fiddles and then beats and rhythms that ultimately nobody knew what to call it except Western swing after a couple of years. In fact, it is famous that his first performance at the Grand Ole Opry, of all places, he fought that Opry rule of no drums and no horns. Those were pop music instruments played on that wild 92.1. Not Hank. But Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys were everywhere. So the Opry acquiesced and everybody followed suit. And even bigger was the influence of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, Elvis, even Hendrix, too. In fact, Rolling Stones do one of the best versions of the Waylon song, Bob Wills is Still the King. Very, very cool. Bob Wills in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as well as the Country Music One, and a whole bunch more. Now, in the 60s, basically faded into obscurity. There was very little interest in Bob Wills' music, kind of forgotten. But then, Merle Haggard, Willie, Waylon, Outlaw Movement, they knew who to point to. And it was actually Wills who was going to be recording with Merle in a tribute album in 1973 when he fell ill. Bob Wills passed away right here in Fort Worth in 1975, but that renewed interest that took place in the early 70s ultimately made its way to maybe his biggest disciple in country music, King George Strait, who took one of Bob Wills' songs to number one in 1984.
Aww.
It was a jazz ballad originally in 1921, by the way.
Right or wrong,